Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
It's either going to be a 6-2 or a 7-1. It's going to be a very strong Republican map. I can just tell you that right now. I mean, I'm not interested in weakening anything. Matter of fact, you know, I think there is some things you can do to make a very strong 6-2 map. And I would be looking not only this year, but I would be looking, how's this map going to look, trying to get a focus on 10 years from now.
Right.
When they do it again. And then where do we get competitive in some of those districts where we do maybe have a 7-1 map?
That was the governor just a couple of minutes ago here on the show when I asked him if he was going to get involved in this redistricting fight. I've got Missouri Senator and Dr. Bob Onder from Senate District 2 on the phone right now. Bob, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Mark. Well, I've done better. I've had better weeks in Jefferson City.
Yeah, I know. I had Nick Schroer on earlier this week discussing this issue and what they've sent you over there out of the House. What's your reaction to the governor's position on this so far?
Well, yeah, I listened. I didn't know he was on your show this morning, so I don't know all of what he said. But, you know, very strong map is the furthest from the truth. I call this the Pelosi Biden map. It's you know Mark, we have districts in Missouri that are as much as Republican plus 16, Republican plus 35. It would have been very straightforward. In fact, Nick Schroer offered a map to make it a 7-1 map, to send seven conservative, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-election integrity Republicans to Washington, D.C. to take the speaker's gavel away from Nancy Pelosi. But what the I'm just going to call them what the sellout rhinos decided to do instead was to draw a 6-2 map. So they said, but they didn't even draw a 6-2 map. Congressional District 2, you know, St. Louis and St. Charles County, which Ann Wagner serves, is not even is at best on this new map purple and trending blue. For instance, the new CD2, the Congressional District 2, Trump only won it by 3 points last year. Roy Blunt only won it by 0.1 points, and Josh Hawley lost it by 0.3 points. And that's now. I mean, that's in recent elections. It's been trending bluer since then. So it's a 5-3 map. It's a map that Nancy Pelosi loves, and the I have to say the House Republicans betrayed us in a very bad way.
But Bob, what are the fiefdoms here that I'm missing? I mean, you're down there, you're involved in this at the base level of these negotiations. Why is it so difficult just to move CD1 a little further into St. Louis County, maybe Kirkwood, Webster, those areas that tend to vote blue anyway, and give St. Charles County to CD2 and strengthen it? This seems like a no-brainer.
So Mark, that's one of the things that Nick Schroer's map did. And when you do that, it takes it from a hard purple seat to a Trump plus 19 seat, a seat that Ann Wagner would never lose, or whoever her successor is would never lose. So, yeah, I heard that quote from the governor. You got to look at what's going to happen 10 years from now, Mark, you got to look at what's going to happen in 2022. If the Democrats come up with a strong candidate against Ann Wagner, we may lose that seat just this year. I don't think we will, because the National Democrat Party is playing defense in so many places. But in 2 years, in 4 years, I hate to say it, but I will be represented by a liberal, anti-gun, pro-abortion Democrat in Congress. I just there's no other way around it. It's a 5-3 map. It's a Nancy Pelosi Biden map. And it's a betrayal of everything we stand for.
Dr. Senator Bob Onder, our guest this morning. So what can you impact this in the Senate? I guess that's what it gets down to.
So, yeah, Mark, unfortunately, I've also called this the fixes in map, because the chair of the Senate Redistricting Committee and the chair of the House Redistricting Committee, so Mike Burns Ketter and Dan Shaw, they came out with a statement on December 31st that this is a fair map. This is what we've come up with without holding a single hearing. I sit on the Senate Redistricting Committee. We hadn't held a single hearing. I told both Burns Ketter and Shaw what a map would need to have my support. I said, first and foremost, it should be a 7-1 map, or at very least a strong 6-2 map. And they completely ignored that. And the fix is in. So in the Senate, okay, within your listening area, the Senate Pro Tem, Dave Schatz, he appointed the redistricting committee. He takes bills into the calendar. He represents Franklin County and part of St. Louis County. All of your listeners who are concerned about that should call his office and tell them this map badly needs to be fixed. I think Senator Igel, Senator Koenig, myself will be working to fix it. But we do, Mark, that the Senate is the last chance to fix this really this betrayal map.
Well, Bob, I'm not trying to get you into it with the governor, but couldn't he take a stronger stance on this? I mean, couldn't he say to them, fix this?
Yes. On so many issues, legislators, both in the House and the Senate, are really march in lockstep with the governor. And if the governor said fix it, I think it would be fixed. I have to say, in my own district, two people, Nick Shore, who wrote the amendment that would have fixed this problem. And then John Wieman, who voted for this Schumer-Pelosi map, this is going to hit this betrayal of the people who sent us to Jeff City. It's going to have a lot of impact on a lot of things. But no, we need to fix this map. We could send 7 pro-life conservative Republicans to Congress. But at very least, let's solidify sending 6.
Could not agree more. Please keep us up to date on this, Bob.
I sure will, Mark. Thank you.
Great talking to you. You bet. Senator Bob Onder there at work down in Jeff City this morning. And, boy, he's right. It just seems like such a no-brainer. This is not a difficult math equation. It's just not. So somebody somewhere is pulling some strings to protect a piece of turf. I don't know where it is. Bob didn't offer that up if he does know, but that's got to be what it is. Because, for example, all of Jefferson County, the entire county, was carved out of Congressional District 8 and moved to Congressional District 3 in this map. All of it. It was Jefferson County, I should say, wasn't split up in any way, shape, or form, but St. Charles County is. Why? Why? That's the answer we've got to get to. And I don't have that answer in front of me yet. Nobody seems to know what it is, or if they do, they're not saying. I just don't know.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.